playing the biggest Aussie hits at night. It's Matty Garwood. We are going right around the country. And Perth legends, Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, they have been going right around the world. This massive tour has been kicking right through North America. They've done UK and Europe, and they've come back. They've just done Split Milk, and we're getting ready for the Falls Festival. They've got a brand new single out. It is called Mundungus. I'm catching up with Jack tonight. Jack, thanks so much for taking the time out of this incredibly busy schedule and coming on AusMate.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Man, you've just got to take a deep breath after all of those massive tour dates. You surely haven't recovered from that yet.
Yeah, no, I've been waking up. I think I'm still on American time, even though we did like 6 weeks of Europe after that. Yeah, just waking up at like 4 a.m, which is kind of nice. You get to see the sunrise, which I haven't done, apart from being like really drunk the other side of it when you have to go to bed afterwards. But it's nice. Yeah.
You get to those crazy nights out in the town, you go, I might as well just wait for the sun to come up and just start the day.
Yeah, that's it.
So how was the experience? Have you guys done North America and the UK and Europe before?
Yeah, we actually went to Europe. Like, that was our fifth time since last September. So it's been nuts. It's been pretty hectic just hammering it over there. And it was our second time in North America. Yeah, we did our first tour in September. What's that, like about a year and a month, year and 2 months? Been nonstop since then.
What do people overseas and here at home, of course, what do they get into so much about Psychedelic Porn Crumpets that enables you to do so many gigs?
I don't know. The Australian scene at the moment is like absolutely thriving. So it's sort of like almost its own genre. I suppose you've got like Amla and the Sniffers who are killing it, and Tropical Fuckstorm, and obviously King Giz and Tame Impala Pond.
Yes.
I know Methyl Ether were doing some shows with Mac DeMarco at the moment. Every single interview question we do over there, it's just like, oh, what's the Australian scene like? So it's really nice to talk about it and sort of...
Got a bit of pride in it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, proud to sort of come from Australia, so it's nice.
Have you found that with the reactions to that, are people a bit shocked or they know that Australia's where it's going on as well?
I suppose a little bit of both, really. I suppose because, like, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, it was just the sort of start of it, and now it feels like it's really pumping, absolutely in full swing, which is great to be a part of.
If you had to put a genre on Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, what would the best way of describing your sound be?
A genre? I suppose it's like rock, but it's a little bit alternative as well, and it's kind of gone a bit more jingly-jangly back to, like, that sort of 70s nod, I suppose. But just fun, lots of fun.
Yeah, where do you guys find your influences from?
A lot of the time, just from, like, on tour, like, whoever's got the aux cord, we just start sharing music.
Cool.
And before that, though, if it was in Perth or whatever, drinking would just be going out watching local bands. So I know, like, the Perth scene, we owe a lot to, like, bands like Love Junkies and Red Engine Caves and Hideous Sunday. And when we were sort of just first starting out, those bands were really, like, kicking it. So we just used to go and watch them and just try and watch their pedal boards before they start playing. And be like, what's that? Taking notes.
Do you have any of the favourite spots that you stopped out on the tours?
Oh, man, like, Netherlands, for some reason, it's always the first to sell out in Europe, which is great. So we head over there and the shows are quite a bit bigger than the rest of the ones we sort of do in the rest of Europe. Germany as well has taken off, which is really nice. And obviously UK, we did our biggest headline show at the Electric Ballroom in London. Yeah, it was like 1,250 people, which was insane. Like, we haven't even played at a venue like that in Australia. Good to know that it's sort of taken off over there.
And how many shows did you end up doing altogether?
We did 126 shows this year. So we got 4 left for Fools. Yeah, and it's been pretty much one every third day, but I think we were home for 10 days in July and then pretty much just on the road for like the whole year, pretty much since May. Now it's just trying to be, it's been sleeping.
You've got to get your rest all ready for the Falls Festival, which is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. That's our first touring festival we've like ever done. So it'll be interesting to see how different it is to sort of the one-day festivals. Like,
yes.
It's like almost have to pace yourself, I suppose, because the bands obviously want to have fun and drink as well. Like,
yeah.
Going for 4 days, there's going to be a lot of stamina involved.
Yeah, it's got some big acts this year. I think they got Halsey, who just took home some American awards, and Youngblood and stuff.
Yeah, no, some great bands playing, like, really interested. Just watch as many people as possible.
And Mundungus, tell us about this one. Firstly, where did the name come from?
I think my friend used to say it when he was, like, really chonged. He'd just be sort of laying on the sofa and just be like, Mundungus. So, yeah, I don't know. I kind of got it from that. It kind of fit the bill because it's a song about sort of coming home. Everyone's always like, oh, they're really worried about us. I'm like, you need some rest and you need to make sure you're okay. Kind of a bit of a tongue-in-cheek sort of take on your come down from tour.
Like post-show blues.
Post-show blues, exactly.
So with everything else that's going on tour-wise, what else are we looking forward to recording-wise and music-wise when we're coming into, probably not the rest of this year because you're so flat out, but what about into 2020?
Basically, I've just got a bit of time now in between pools and next tour, like next year, just to record an album. So I do most of that just from my bedroom, like where I'm at the moment in Perth, and just been getting ideas down when we were sort of on tour. Like, it's really hard to actually write when you are away. Like, you're so close to your instrument, but you're never actually jamming. You're just sound checking and then you're playing your show. So coming home, you just feel so creative because you haven't really played guitar or played any instruments for so long. So when you get back home, you have a bit of a chill, and then I suppose everything's just sort of paused out. So it's a nice sort of reflection period, and then just take the best songs of that and just keep cranking away, I suppose.
With the amount of work that you're doing, do you ever find that it becomes a bit of a chore? You feel a bit workplace?
I don't think so with music. Good. Like, 'cause that's just like a hobby. It's one of those things that I would be doing without even being in a band. Sometimes it does take away, like, oh, everyone's like, don't make your hobby your job, but sometimes you do have to just stop, because you kind of like, you get caught in the head where you're like, am I making music for me, or am I making it for an audience? Or if you just treat it like a hobby and write exactly what you like writing, then you're never really actually having this target audience in mind and overthinking. So it's nice just write a song, and just if people enjoy it, they enjoy it, which is a better feeling,
because you never be able to please everyone anyway.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. Well, our opinion is we are Love Among Dungus. I'm going to play it right now, Jack. Hope that you do find a little bit of time off in between to be creative in that before we kick off for the Falls Festival. I'll be down there. I'm going to Marion Bay, which will be pretty fun down in Tassie. So we'll have to catch up. Yeah.
Yeah, man, we'll have a beer.
Yeah, that'd be sick, mate. Among Dungus, we'll play it now. Jack from Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, would you do me the honour of introducing it?
This is Jack from Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, and you're listening to Among Dungus.